Start already. Okay. Yeah. All right, Chevra. Mamash, this past Shabbos is a very, very holy Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos HaChodesh. We've entered into the month of Nisan. Obviously, entering into the month of Nisan, our minds and our hearts are already looking forward to the holy Yontif of Pesach. Many of us have started preparing, both Begashmi and Beruchni, cleaning our homes, starting to change over a little bit, and hopefully Beruchni's as well, learning Torah and Halacha, preparing for the holy Yontif of Pesach, the Yontif of Amunah. But I want to talk about this month. This month of Nisan is a very special month. Obviously, Pesach has a lot to do with this, but I think irrespective of Pesach even as well. There's a famous machlokes. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yudam Abayz, Yud Aleph, and Aleph, which discusses the machlokes of whether the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan. Machlokes, whether the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan. On one end, we know, we say in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. The world seems, it makes sense, that's why we celebrate Rosh Hashanah when we do, that the world was created in Tishrei. Hayom Haras Olam, the birthday of the world. On the other end, we have Makoros, Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Zayin Mebeis, tells us, V'hi B'chodesh HaRishon, it was the first month when, by Hakamas HaMishkan, and it goes through, and the Gemara says, Rishon Lamaseh Bereishis. This month, why is it Chodesh HaRishon? It's Rishon Lamaseh Bereishis. The first month of Maseh Bereishis, that the world was created. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's interesting, by the way. Rashi, obviously, seemingly, I don't know, he had a different gears from the Gemara. Maybe he holds like the other day that it was created in Tishrei, because if you look in Rashi, he doesn't say Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis, he changes it to Rishon L'Brias Olam, which at first glance seems the same, right? Maseh Bereishis, Brias Olam, the creation of the world, but then if you look in Rashi, She'echad B'Shabbos, it was a Sunday. The Rosh Chodesh was a Sunday. I mean, the first day of the world, which was a Sunday. He's saying, in other words, not necessarily that we're saying it's Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis that the world was created in Nisan. That's Rashi. But Pasha Pshat in Gemara, in the text we have, Rishon L'Maseh Bereishis. The world was created in Nisan. Was the world created in Nisan? Was the world created in Tishrei? How can we have such a machlokes in Metzias? How's that possible? That we have such a machlokes? It's a Beferish Gemara, as I said, Rosh Hashanah, Yudam Abayz, Yud Aleph, and Aleph. Beferish Gemara, machlokes, whether the world was created in Tishrei or Nisan. But shouldn't that be something that we agree upon? That we understand. So the Halakha Kedushas Levi, the Bar Dichever. I want to read it to you, and so I should have photocopied it, but I'll read it word for word, just the first part of this Kedushas Levi. It's in his Drushim LePesach. It's found after Parshas Vayikra, after Parshas Tzav, in the third piece, Mamar HaGemara, and he's discussing this Gemara. Chad Amar B'Nisan Nivra Olam, Chad Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. One day it says the world was created in Nisan, and one day it says in Tishrei. V'nivar deleka plukta b'neim. And he wants to explain there's no machlokas. V'nivar derech mashal. He's explaining by a mashal. Echad sh'asa eiza davar yesh bo shnei davarim. When someone creates something, there are two things. Echad ha'asiya. There's the creation itself, the making of the item. And there's a reason to why it was created. There's when that whatever was created comes to fruition and has meaning and purpose. Meaning what? You could create, for example, whenever the first person created a computer. So you finished the whole creation, but until it was actually used, it's meaningless. So what? It's only once the computer is used and there was meaning and purpose, and it came to help people, and there was something behind that creation. The reason behind the creation was fulfilled. So that's when actually the creation was, in a certain sense, finished. Even though maybe, technically, it was created months before, whatever it might be, right? So kaviyachol, kishabar kodesh baruch hasolamo, as we could perhaps suggest, when a kodesh baruch created the world, which was when physically created the world, Tishrei Hayoyim Haras Olam. But from that point in creation, for many, many, many years, Lo Noida Tama Ma Bar Olam. The reason for creation wasn't known. It wasn't understood. Why did God create the world? What was the meaning and purpose of life? Why were we here? It's reading Kedushas Levi. The true purpose of creation was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us to, to play together, to be together, to enjoy each other. For us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enjoy each other. That what? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoy us? Sheyasu Ritzono. We should do His Raton. We should do the will of God. V'yakiru Gedulaso. And recognize His graceness. V'yavinu Shakol L'chvoy Dibaro. And understood that everything is created L'chvoy Hashem. Aval B'shas B'riyaso Olam. At the time when the world's created. Adayin lo noda tam B'riyaso. This wasn't known. It wasn't understood. There was a world. B'li tam. There was a world without reason or purpose. Or at least there was a purpose and meaning, but it wasn't known yet in the world. Maybe a few individuals came to that understanding. We had an Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, a Yaakov Avinu. We had individuals, but mankind had no understanding, no idea. Ad Nisan, until Nisan. Sheyatzu Yisrael Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim. And the whole, everybody saw. Obviously, Bnei Israel, but the whole world saw. That God was the master of the world. Chiyu Barak Olam was and created all the worlds. V'oso Ru'uyin La'avdo. And we're fit to serve Him, and we have to serve Him. We have to serve, we have to do Ratzon Hashem. V'nimsa b'nisan nizgala atam abriyas olam. Because Shlevi says, what does it mean? It was revealed the reason for this world. To reveal Hashem in the world. Kedushas Levi tells us something unbelievable. That yes, he says, there was a physical world created in Tishrei. But it wasn't for many, many years later till the purpose behind the world was known. To fulfill Ratzon Hashem. We're here to build a kesher with Hashem. That's the purpose in this world. We have to believe that and understand that. And that is Benison. That is with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when we see Esther Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when we build that Benison. That our whole purpose is Ratzon Hashem. Our purpose isn't to watch March Madness. Our purpose isn't to watch a Sarachik tournament. Our purpose isn't even to amass tremendous amount of money and to live a luxurious lifestyle so we could be able to go ichvestish to any particular place for galus for Pesach. That's not the purpose of this world. To have some beautiful car that we're very excited to show off. Purpose of the world is to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. That's when we fulfill the purpose, the time of creation. The world was created in physical places. There's a lot else that goes on in this world. But everything we should be doing is somehow to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. That's what we understood starting now in Nisan. The Kedushas Levi tells us the Bar Dichever. I've been thinking about this idea, what it means to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And that every thought we have and every decision we make should be, it should go into our minds. You know, we constantly have decisions in life. We constantly have decisions to make. Where to go for school, where to go for yeshiva, what parnasa to go into, who to choose for a wife. We have smaller decisions, daily decisions, what to do with my time, where to spend my summers. Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. I don't have anything such an achrayas. What do I do with the Matzah Shabbos Kodesh? How do I spend my time Matzah Shabbos Kodesh? So we have different decisions we have to make in life. The first and foremost that goes into that decision making, what's Ratzon Hashem? What's Ratzon Hashem? Lately I've been finding myself just get back to that simplicity of what's Ratzon Hashem? To think about that. In everything we think about, everything we talk about. I had last week a Talmud called me up. Unfortunately his wife was sick. She's been sick for a little bit. Shevar Fuah Shleim of a Karv Mamish. And he's a Talmud who's already working during the day. And he has Baruch Hashem, but he's a Ben Torah. He learns at night. He has a Chavrusa at night. and he hasn't been able to go to his chavrusa because he has a child and he has to be home. His wife's sick and she's in bed and not able to really. So he has to be home at night. They have a babysitter during the day, but at night he has to be home watching the kid. He called me for chizuk and different reasons. I told him as far as that goes, you have to think to yourself, what is Ratzon Hashem? Why do you have the chavrusa at night? You have the chavrusa at night for your own tanig, for your own pleasure. You're sitting and learning. It should be pleasurable. I am the Akdama of the Eglei Tal. But why am I learning Torah? I'm learning Torah because that's Ratzon Hashem. So Ratzon Hashem for you is that you're home watching your child. Ratzon Hashem for you is Chas Hashem, should you go to the Beis Medrash and leave your wife who's not feeling well to have to burden herself to worry about the. That's Ratzon Hashem. You sit and learn at night because that's Ratzon Hashem. So you're home now at night because that's Ratzon Hashem. Every decision is Ratzon. I said at the same time, make sure you can't go a day without learning. And even if it's a very busy day and you're in work and then you get home and you have to watch your child, then even if it's 12 o'clock at night, you have to make sure when the child, whatever time it is, that you learn somewhat. You can't go a day without learning. If it takes Mesirus Nefesh, maybe not as much as you usually do. You can't go a day without learning, Vada. But what's Ratzon Hashem? You make a decision. What are you going to do this summer? We're thinking, you have to think, what's Ratzon Hashem? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And by the way, this makes life so much more simple and as well so much more meaningful. To constantly be thinking, what is Ratzon Hashem? And the Kedushas Levi is telling us that's what it means. The world was created in Nisan. The world was created in Nisan. Physically, the world was created in Tishrei. But the culmination of the purpose of the world, which is to Oisa Kirtzoina do Ratzon Hashem, because we recognize the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to constantly be thinking to ourselves, are we fulfilling Ratzon Hashem? But then I had a question. I have a question on the Azaiti. Not that I'm anybody that could ask a question on Kedushas Levi, the Heilige Barditchever. But Lefi the Barditchever, he's saying that the purpose of the world was actually ultimately came to its culmination when Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is not Aleph Nisan like is suggested as possibility of creation of the world, but Tesvav Nisan. So it should be, the machloka should be not Bechad Tishrei Bechad Nisan, but Bechad Tishrei or Tesvav Nisan. Right? And you can't say, oh, but no, Rosh Hashanah has to be beginning of a month. We have two Bishvat. Is also Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos, or in the Lashon of that Mishnah for another time, Li'ilan, but, and it's two Bishvat, it's the 15th of Shvat, so it's weird, two B'Nisan. So maybe I want to suggest another idea, using the Kedushas Levi's concept of the duality to a creation, a physical creation, and a creation that is where it comes to fruition in the meaning and purpose of that creation. What do we do? Did happen, Be'echa B'Nisan. Be'echa B'Nisan was Akamas HaMishkan. As we just read and we quoted from the Gemara on Shabbos, Pei Zayin Aleves. Be'hi B'yom HaShemini, the beginning of, not this week's parasha, Be'hi B'yom HaShemini, Ayin Sham Rashi, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The eighth day of Miluyim, the Akamas HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So maybe when the day it says, B'chad B'Nisan was the Briyas HaOlam, we're talking about why, because yes, also like the Kedushas Levi is saying, not physically was created, but the culmination of the purpose of this world was with Hakamas HaMishkan. And by the way, I think I have a raya in the Gemara, in Megillah, Daf Yoram HaBeis, Vayhi B'yom HaShmini, V'tanya Oysa Yoyim Ha'isa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On that day of Hakamas HaMishkan, there was Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'yom Shenivra Bo Shemayim Va'aretz. Like the day that the world was created. The Gemara Megillah is telling us it was one and the same. Kiyoyim shenivru v'chamayim v'aretz. So maybe that's what it means, Gemara, b'chad b'nisan, that ultimately the purpose of the world was came to its purpose when it was with Hakamas HaMishkan. But the question is, why would it be more Hakamas HaMishkan than Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Eich Hashem Elkecha Asher HaTesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Like the Kedushas Levi is saying. So I thought as follows. Anyone who's read a little bit in Sifrei Chassidus or Sifrei Kabbalah, So we all know there's a concept, this you know probably, it's not so, that there's Isrusa de Le'el and Isrusa de Tato. Meaning sometimes there's a Ruchnias, a Kedusha, that's built, that comes specifically from Shemayim upon us, that we feel that connection that's built from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't necessarily work hard for, we don't earn, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a Shefa, Shabbos Kodesh every week, no matter what Shabbos, Srusa Delel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Kedusha, a Ruchni, every week. It's Shabbos, no matter what, sunset of Friday, it's Shabbos, it's Srusa Delel. Then there's Srusa Del Tata. There's something we have to, there's a Kedusha and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tata means from the bottom, that we're working our way up. We're putting in the amelus, we're putting in the time, we're putting in the effort. We're working towards it, we're learning, we're davening, we're building that Kesher to the Rabbanu Shalom. When it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we all know, we're B'memtes Sharetuma, we're the lowest of low. Were we really deserving of that Gilo Shechina? Were we deserving? Halalu of Devot Zara, Halalu of Devot Zara, were we deserving? We weren't necessarily deserving. It's the Shuzot HaKadosh Baruch who felt at that time was the time to shine upon us, to be Megal Shechina through the Ezra Makos, through Kriyas Yamsev, ultimately leading to Kabbalah Satara. Yisrusot El. Which is something very special, and it's a beautiful relationship. But the world was not just for Yisrusot El. The world was not just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shine upon us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be working hard, to be that we should be building the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be steiging, we should be putting amelus. HaKamos HaMishkan, we went and we gave the nedavos for the Mishkan, and we built the Mishkan, and we created the Mishkan. It's our hard work that then brings the Shekhinah down into the world. That then the Shekhinah comes to reside within that Mishkan that we have to work hard to build, we have to work hard to create. That's the culmination of the purpose of the creation of the world. Our Avodah, our Amelus, our hard work in creating that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, like the Jewish Levi says. Adam la'amal yulad. It's very pashut. Adam la'amal yulad. We were created to work hard, and that's when we come to fulfill our purpose of creation. Not just the creation that was created, but the purpose of creation. That's maybe as well. We know that Rashi teaches us that the Mishkan was a kapara for the Egel. The kapara is the ultimate tshuva. B'makom shabali tshuva ma'imdim afil tzidikim gemur miyafshir lamod. Why is that? The Gemara in Brachos tells us that lamedal mebez. Baal tshuva is working so hard to build that relationship. Is working, is putting in amelus, is putting in Yisrusot HaTatah. No one can stand in such a makom. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fulfilling purpose of this world. So maybe, just to merge what the Kedushas Levi says and what we're saying, that we're in a very special month, the month of Nisan, the entire month of Nisan. Vadi, Yisrael, but starting with Chodesh Nisan, which is HaKamas HaMishkan, it's a minog, maybe, I don't think we do it here in the yeshiva, minog, every single day to read from the Kurbanos of the Nesiyim these days. As was by that Kamas HaMishkan. The Kamas HaMishkan represents the ultimate completion of purpose of the world. And the purpose of the world is to, yes, feel and see the Kedusha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what He does for us, but then put in the Amelus to build that relationship. The Yisrusot El creates Yisrusot El Tata. And we have to ask ourselves constantly, in every decision we make, are we fulfilling purpose of Hashem, Ratzon Hashem? And in every day, are we putting in enough Amelus and building that Kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And it's not enough just to wait for the Kedusha and the Ruchni. It's not enough Yisrusot El. If we're going to wait, sometimes we feel it, sometimes we don't. We have to recognize we can always be building it. We can always be building that relationship. We could be always fulfilling our purpose in this world, which is to build that Kesher, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Kedusha's Levi said, Mamish, the Lashon was so beautiful. That what? The Kedusha's Levi says so beautifully. The BMS Iker Briyas Olam Haya Bishvil Shtasheya Balema Yisrael. That we have to just find pleasure. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to be pleasure with us and to play, and we have to be with Him. She Yasu Ritzoinoi to do His Ratzon. Ve Akir Gedulaso recognizes Godless. Ve Vina Shakol Chvoido Bara. That's the purpose of life, and we can't forget why we're here and what our Avoida is. And that Tzchus will be Zoicha, as Chazal teach us in the month of Nisan. That's when there was Geula. The month of Nisan, Atid and Ligo will be Zoicha to Geula. Where Mamish, if it wasn't enough this past Shabbos Kodesh, we had a wake up call, as if we don't need enough wake up calls. Another wake up call that we're Mamish in the depth of Golas. Tzaris that we can't even imagine what happened in Brooklyn this past Friday night. to start talking about it will bring us to tears. We can't. It's hard to even talk about it. If we start to think about it, it's hard to go anywhere with it. But B'nai Yisrael, we're all one, and it has to be another wake up call to remind us how deep in Gullus we are, and in this month of Gula that we have to be doing more. That we're not doing enough. That we're not doing enough to bring Gula. We're not doing enough. Forget about even the Klal Yisrael's Gula. On a Prati Dika Gula, we're not doing enough of Ratzon Hashem to fulfill purposes in this world. And then we'll be zeicha. If that all came from Hakamas Mishkan, we'll be zeicha to Hakamas Beis Shlishi with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu.